So let's talk about now in-network versus out-of-network. We get a lot of calls every day, patients wondering if we're in-network with their dental insurance company. We are not in-network with a lot of dental insurance companies, and we'll talk about that more in just a second. That does not mean you cannot come to see us. If you have a dental PPO plan, that means you can choose whatever dentist you want to see and still obtain out-of-network benefits. If you go to see an in-network dentist, someone that the insurance company has contracted with, then these dentists are going to be typically. So if you were going to go see a dentist that's in-network, so basically the dentist has gone to the insurance company and said, hey, if you guys send us more patients, then we'll accept your fees for our services. Now, these insurance companies underpay dentists for their services. We were in network with a couple of insurance companies, Cigna and MetLife, and they drastically cut their contracted fee schedule almost in half for the dentist that accept them as in network without really much notice. That is why we've decided to be out of network with a lot of insurance companies, simply for that fact, because they basically can control how much you can charge. So these in-network dentists agree to those lower fees in exchange for more patients. The dentists that usually are in-network with insurance companies are going to be dentists that are brand new to dentistry, meaning they just got out of school, they just opened up a practice, and they're trying to build their client base. Okay, that's going to be one set of dentists that are going to be in-network with your insurance company. Not to say that you cannot get good service there, but you're obviously not going to get the most experienced, best dental professional when you go to see someone that is newly out of school or, you know, a new dentist. Another set of offices that do take a lot of in-network insurance policies are going to be the franchised or the corporate dental offices. And these are going to be offices that get you in for a low fee. Like, hey, we do take your insurance, come in for your free cleaning and x-rays and exam. But because these dental practices are taking such low fees from the insurance companies, what they are doing is they're going to try to upsell you on everything else when you walk into that practice, things that maybe you don't even necessarily need. So that is something to also think about when you go into some of these practices. You know, are they trustworthy? Because after all, a dental practice is also a business, and a business needs to stay profitable. Being in network with insurance companies doesn't allow that after a set amount of time, especially for an experienced dentist with experienced hygienist and experienced dental team. So that is the difference between in-network and out-of-network. Out-of-network means that you can still go see the dentist. Most dental PPO insurance policies still pay 100% preventative for you to go get your cleanings twice per year and your exam and your x-rays. However, when you go to get a filling, for an example, or if you go to have a crown done, you are going to pay a bit more out of pocket to see that out-of-network dentist. But keep in mind that dentist has years and years of experience doing what he or she does best, and that is practice dentistry. So it's really a trade-off when you are going to visit an in-network dentist, because you probably are, or you may be, trading off experience for a lower price. You know, it's kind of the whole you pay for what you get kind of thing.